You're listening to the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Charles Lammers with the Wyoming Office of Tourism, and you're listening to the Hello Wyoming podcast. Today, we're sitting down with Carbon County Visitors Council CEO, Leslie Jefferson. Hey, Leslie, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Charles. Thanks for having me.
In this episode, we get to talk about driving Wyoming's dirt roads on the Seminole to Alcova Backway. Leslie, welcome. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Leslie Jefferson, CEO of Carbon County Visitors Council.
Awesome, Leslie. Thanks again for being here. What brought you to the Carbon County Visitors Council, and how long have you lived in Rawlins?
Well, what brought me here actually was a part-time job in 2013. It's interesting, my whole background. I moved up here in 1977 with my family. I was in high school. I graduated Rawlins High School and went to the University of Wyoming. Actually, spent 3 years in Canada, and I moved to the east side of Seattle for over 20 years. In 2011, we came back to Wyoming, and I can tell you, I just love Wyoming, and it's great to be home and to have the opportunity to promote Carbon County as a destination for tourists and travel. It's natural for me, and it's a fun and wonderful job.
Sounds great, Leslie. You are a true Carbon County expert. I know that for a fact. Let's talk a little bit about the Carbon County Visitors Council's visitor amenities. I know that there's a couple of visitor centers in Carbon County. What can they offer travelers?
Well, in Rawlins, we are open all year round. We're located at 508 West Cedar, and then we do have a seasonal visitor center in Riverside, open mid-May to mid-October. What you can find in our visitor centers is lots of great information about Carbon County and the entire state of Wyoming. We also have some cool giveaway items. Of course, we carry pins. One of our mainstays is our lip balm. We have some peppermint lip balm that people actually drive up from Denver just to grab some every summer. And of course, we have a Wyoming guide that will give visitors a chance to visit the entire state.
Incredible. That lip balm is no joke. It's great stuff. You got to have it in your Wyoming Essentials kit. So Leslie, I know that Rawlins is on I-80 in Carbon County, which is in South Central Wyoming. Where is it in respect to the Seminole to Alcova Backway?
We are about 6 miles west of the entry point for the Seminole to Alcova Backway. Sinclair is actually the gateway town in Carbon County that will take you on your journey.
Awesome. Sounds good. And Sinclair's another neat little town as well. This town has some history. It didn't used to be called Sinclair, did it?
No, it was actually Parco in the early 1930s. An oil refinery was built in the town of Parco, which is now Sinclair. And Parco's oil refinery was actually sold to Sinclair Oil Refining Company. And they went ahead and they changed the name of the town as well and incorporated. So that's a pretty cool slice of history. One of the great historic sites in Sinclair is the Parco Sinclair Hotel. It's now actually a Baptist church, but it is a great historical feature along with the park. And they have a theater that has been recently restored and the rec center.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Sinclair or Parco, whichever you want to call it, happens to be the southern border town of the Seminole to Alcova Backway. So I know the Seminole to Alcova Backway is a 64-mile scenic backway in South Central Wyoming, and it runs mostly through Carbon County. Is it fully paved or is it partially paved? And what can travelers expect when it comes to road conditions?
It is paved up to Seminole State Park, and then it actually is a graded dirt road that goes up and over pretty much for the most part until you get pretty close to Alcova. It is a great drive for heavier vehicles. If you have a four-wheel drive, especially in the spring or late fall, that's a good vehicle to have. People get out there all the time. There's quite a steep grade once you get up to the Seminole Mountains. Coming down on the other side is a little steep. It's not for vehicles pulling any trailers or for motorhomes.
And is this backway, is it one that's open year-round?
It is open year-round. I'm not sure that I would travel it year-round, but it is fogged.
So like most Wyoming roads, user discretion advised.
Definitely. User discretion. Make sure you have enough fuel maybe even some extra fuel, correct clothing, snacks, food, that kind of thing.
The Seminole Mountains, which this road passes through and is one of the things that the Backway is named for, do you have a little bit of information on the history of the Seminole Mountains?
I do have a little bit of history, yes. There was gold discovered in those mountains in 1868 by three miners. Unfortunately, those miners weren't ever able to mine. They ran into a little bit of a demise. But in about 1871, the Seminole Mining District was formed, and about 1,000 people were out in the Seminole Mountains in 1872. However, by 1874, those miners were run out of that area by the local Native Americans.
Gotcha. A lot of history up there.
Yes.
I know there are many activities that you can partake in on the Seminole to Alcova Backway. One of the most popular, due not only to Seminole State Park and Seminole Reservoir, but also Pathfinder Reservoir and Alcova Reservoir, which are also along this drive, that being fishing. Can you talk a little bit about some of the angling opportunities along this route?
Definitely. Seminole is fueled by the North Platte River. We have a lot of brown and rainbow trout in Seminole Reservoir, as well as in Miracle Mile. Miracle Mile is that stretch of the river that runs from Seminole Dam to Alcova. So it's not really a mile. It is a lot of miles, and it's a lot of great fishing. There's places to picnic. There's places to camp along Miracle Mile. It's a great recreational area, and people frequent it all times of the year.
Can you ice fish at any of these reservoirs that are along the Seminole to Alcova Backway?
You definitely can ice fish at the reservoirs. Seminole is a great place to ice fish, as well as Pathfinder Reservoir is also a really good one. People just want to make sure that the ice is thick enough to get out there and ice fish.
Awesome. Sounds like a lot of fun, Leslie. Well, in pretty stark contrast to its trout fishery, there's also sand dunes along this byway. Leslie, can you tell me a little bit about these dunes and what makes them so cool?
We have a lot of sand out at Seminole State Park. They are actually a part of the Killpecker Dunes that run from Wyoming through Nebraska. There's a huge state park west of us that has sand dunes galore. But what's special about the sand dunes at Seminole State Park is we have an incredibly huge sand dune, and the people call it Sand Mountain. It's traversed by people hiking up that sand dune. There's daredevils that try to take ATVs or motorcycles in those sand dunes. And actually, to the south of Sand Mountain, there's actually smaller sand dunes that motorcycles and ATVs get out and enjoy.
Amazing. I know those sand dunes are part of the Ferris Dune Field itself, which is actually part of a massive geological sand dune formation that goes all the way from western Wyoming all the way into Nebraska, but some of the coolest ones happen to be in Carbon County. If you had to bring anything with you, what are some must-brings if you visit the sand dune?
Definitely want to bring water and fluids. There's been people that slide down on the sand dunes with as little as a cardboard box or a towel. You can bring food, and you want to make sure that vehicle that brought you out to Seminole State Park has enough fuel to get you back to where you're headed.
Well, I know there's a lot of sand and a lot of gravel and also a lot of stone. And where you have all of that, you have a lot of fossils. So in 1991, I know a group of fifth graders discovered numerous dinosaur bones along what is now the Cottonwood Creek Dinosaur Trail. Can you tell us a little bit more about the trail and what there is to do there?
It is a great hike with interpretive signs, and you can actually see the fossils inlaid in the mountains, although you can't dig there any longer, but you could definitely go up, take a look, see what those fossils were like, or those animals were like millions of years ago.
Millions of years of history out that way. Another significant attraction along the Seminole to Alcova Backway is one of Wyoming's great state parks, and that is Seminole State Park. There's a ton of outdoor recreation opportunities here. Leslie, could you tell us about some of those?
Definitely. Seminole has many great things to see and do. We have boating, fishing, hiking, ATVing, you can paddleboard, water ski, water tubing, and of course, we have tons of wildlife.
What kind of wildlife can people see in this area?
We have lots of great wildlife in the Seminole area. We can see anything from pronghorn antelope, and if we go up to the mountains, you can see bighorn sheep.
Leslie, do you personally have a favorite activity throughout the Seminole to Alcova Backway?
I do. I like boating, actually, and I like to go to Seminole State Park. It's fairly wide open, and there's less people at Seminole at this point. Probably my most favorite spot on the reservoir is out by the dam. It's very quiet and peaceful, and the water is usually smooth as glass.
Well, I always say that Carbon County is one of Wyoming's greatest kept secrets, and Seminole State Park is one of those as well.
I agree.
Seminole to Alcova sounds like a great back way to include in any Wyoming vacation. Leslie, is there a place that the listener could visit the Carbon County Visitors Council?
Yeah, you can actually visit Carbon County Visitors Council in person at 508 West Cedar in Rollins. But if you're on the internet, you can check out wyomingcarboncounty.com. We have plenty of things to do and see, and some travel safe tips as well.
Leslie, thanks for joining us today. It's been great to hear your perspective on Wyoming's beautiful Seminole to Alcova Backway and speak to another Wyoming native. And to our listeners, when you're visiting Wyoming, don't forget to visit responsibly. Be sure to visit travelwyoming.com and follow along on our social media channels. Use hashtag Wyoming and hashtag That's Why as you post. We'll talk again soon. This has been another episode of the Hello Wyoming podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Charles Lammers and produced by Relic.